This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
I am depressed and I wanted to end up my life. These were the first words I've heard from an 18 years old boy back then in Hong Kong City, where I used to live, who confessed to me his addiction to pornography. He came to my office and he wanted to kill himself. 18 years of age. I want you to think about it for a second. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my brothers, my sisters in Islam. Welcome back to Habits and Addictions. This young boy, when he came to my office and told me he wanted to kill himself, I thought to myself and I reflected over the days when I was 18. I thought back then that we used to own this world. We didn't want to end the day. We wanted to play, we wanted to be always out, and we wanted to enjoy life. Life was all what we understood. There was no Jannah, there was no hereafter. It was this dunya. We were clinging into it. Why would this boy, at that very young, tender age, wanted to kill himself? Then he told me, I'm addicted to pornography. And I actually literally, I remember that day very vividly. I laughed. Because I remember growing up in the 90s, pornography used to exist on VHS tapes and magazines and whatnot. And we used to have them around and exchanging them and so on and so forth. But we never thought that they were addictive. But this boy actually woke me up to the reality and brought flashbacks to my memory back then. It used to affect us badly. It used to make us worry, wondering, hiding. Not being able to focus during our studies and exams, and all these flashbacks will always run whenever you're doing something essential to distract you, to take you away from that which is real, that which is essential in your life. And subhanAllah, this was the man who got me to start the research about pornography addiction, its harms and so on, because I got worried about my own kids. I have a teenager children now that I constantly talk to them about the harmful impact of pornography. Some people, they say, are you mad? Are you crazy? Why you talk to children about this? I say, you know what? If a 6-year-old, 7-year-old can access this, 1 in 10, look at the statistics. 1 in 10 porn users on the internet is under the age of 10. So when are you gonna talk to your children about the harmful impact of porn? If it is super prevalent like that, it is an obligatory duty on every Muslim to speak about it. That's my take. If it is super prevalent like that, we should talk about it, we should address it. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, al-aynu tazni wa zinaha another. Eyes commit adultery, eyes commit zina, and the zina of the eye is the stare. And this is the literal understanding of pornography today, that people are committing zina of the eyes on a daily basis. If not on hardcore websites, it's on social media platforms. Wallahi, my brothers and sisters, I like to be blunt and straightforward. Sometimes you feel it's too much to bear to hear and all that, but we have to bring the reality to you as it is so that you can pay heed. There are many people who are suffering from this for life and they're still, brushing the dirt under the carpets. Until when? So my brothers, my sisters in Islam, today I wanted to give you a few tips and tricks, inshallah, to help you cope with this addictive behavior. And I wanted to make a disclaimer. This is very important. Not everyone who's addicted to pornography, gaming, or or any of those vices will benefit from those tips and tricks. It might work with some, it may not work with others. So those who feel like those tips didn't work with them, don't ever despair. Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِن رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Do not ever, my brothers and sisters, give up on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't despair in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Allah is capable and able to forgive all sins, major or minor, doesn't matter. So don't give up on yourself, don't give up on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if any of these tips didn't work for you. But reach out to receive maybe more detailed programs, you know, recovery programs. Addiction is not an easy thing to get rid of. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. Ameen, Rabbil Ameen. But tip number one, never give up on Allah. Again, I'm repeating that again. Why? Because many people have left Islam. Listen carefully. Many people have left Islam because they can't get rid of their addiction. They think that Allah is not there. They think that Allah is not listening to their dua. They say, brother, I've been addicted for years and years and years, and every night I repent, every time I relapse, I repent again, I repent, and I go back to Allah, and I'm still in the cycle of addiction. That doesn't mean that Allah did not listen to your dua. But it means that you are not doing something else important that is needed. You know, if you have, walayadu billah, cancer, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cure our sick, ameen, rabbil alameen. With the dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala definitely encouraged, which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made it the center of our worship, al-du'a huwa al-ibadah, dua is worship. With that dua, you need to go to a doctor. You need to take the necessary treatment to get better, not just by dua, right? So make dua, make the necessary dua, and that's very, very important to notice. And don't give up on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we mentioned earlier. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in the Quran, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقَ. We are advised to seek refuge and protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil consequences of that which He created. Allahu Akbar. Look at Yusuf alayhi salam when he was seduced by a beautiful lady. Beautiful lady. She seduced him. She locked him inside a room. She put guards outside. No one enters, no one exits. And she invited him to zina, bluntly and plainly. Hay talak. She said, I'm all yours. Come. Qala ma'adha Allah. He said, I seek the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This number one. Run to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, run away. Run to the opposite direction of what of where the haram is being committed. If the haram is being committed in your bedroom, run away. Leave the room or leave the door open or take all your devices outside and tell your parents, don't allow me to take my devices inside the bedroom. Tell your husband, tell your wife, tell your family members. And if you're living alone, my brothers and sisters, be careful. Isolation and loneliness is number one enemy to sobriety. Like, full stop, there is no any explanation needed. If you are living alone and you are addicted to those behaviors, there is no way you're going to get rid of it unless you live in the company of some righteous people who will advise you to do that which is right. But once you are alone, الشيطان مع الواحد. Shaitan is with the individual. وَهُوَ مِنَ الْإِثْنَيْنِ أَبْعَدْ. And he's farther away from the two. So now when you are alone, you have shaitan and you have your addiction. Two against one, you're definitely going to be broken. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you strength. Run away like Yusuf alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in the Quran, فَاسْتَبَقَ الْبَابِ. They race towards the door. Yusuf alayhi salam, he knew that the door is locked. I always wondered while reading Surah Yusuf, where was he running to? I don't care. Wherever the sin is committed, I'm not there. I have to run away. Run away. قَالَ مَعَاذَ اللَّهِ. Number one, he sought, you know, protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Second, and he ran to the opposite direction. And he even said, قَالَ رَبِّ السِّجْنُ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا يَدْعُونَنِ إِلَيْهِ. Ya Allah, prison is way better for me, much beloved to my heart, than what they are inviting me to commit. Look at this. So even if life is not as easy as you dreamt or as you wished for, doesn't matter, so long as you're not doing that which is haram. So run away as far as you can. Look, when the Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam ran away from the lady, she ripped off his shirt from behind. فَاسْتَعْصَمْ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, he remained firm even after this. Even after this. Abdullah ibn Hudhaf al-Sahmi radiallahu anhu arda, one of the companions who was in one of the battles where a Christian, I think in Roman Empire or something, they caught him and 300 of the companions of the Prophet ﷺ, they prisoned them, and he was the leader, the chief of that army at that time. They brought him to convert him to Christianity, and he resisted and he stood firm. And as a result of this, they brought a prostitute. They asked her to seduce him in jail, and he ran away from her in the cell. She went out and said, he is a rock. Allahu Akbar. He is a rock. That's what we need to do. Some people, they say self-pleasuring is makruh, is disliked, is something that we can do every now and then. Look, my brothers and sisters in Islam, if you want to know anything about addiction, talk to those who studied it. Talk to those who studied it. If there is an opinion from the fiqhi perspective says that masturbation is makruh, that's absolutely, absolutely respected. However, if we can prove that masturbation could lead to an addictive behavior that can impact sexual performance with one's wife, then we need the scholars to come and tell us what is the fatwa about this, or what is the ruling about this. So we don't want to just quote people from the past and say, look, they say it's makruh. They say it's disliked. It's not in the level of haram. Look, I don't want to argue about fiqh. That's not my area. My area is addiction. And I know for sure that masturbation can become absolutely addictive to a point that many men, they prefer masturbation and pornography over their own halal wives. Don't become like Sarah, that's not her real name by the way, person who caught her uncle doing something shameful, and as a result, that led her to an addictive lifestyle for 25 years. 25 years, her future, her husband, and family members. Don't go into that cycle. Fight hard, reach out for help. I will keep on saying that again and again until you get it, inshallah ta'ala, my brothers and sisters, and feel confident and comfortable to reach out and seek out help. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cleanse us all from any haram, from any vices of that nature. Ameen, Rabbil Alameen. See you next episode, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.